WHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. 35 years after killing their parents in Beverly Hills, Eric and Lyle Menendez are fighting to have their murder convictions vacated.
The hearing is part of several legal pushes to get the duo released, citing additional evidence that Jose Menendez abused his son and a former member of the band Menudo. The Menendez brothers fatally shot their parents in 1989. Following a mistrial, they were convicted in 1996 after a trial with limited evidence of sexual abuse. A hearing on resentencing for Eric and Lyle has now been set for the end of January.
CBS's Elise Preston says the brothers' lawyers may argue for a lesser charge of manslaughter, which could lead to their early release from prison. We now know when new tariffs may take effect. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger has the latest.
President-elect Donald Trump pledged that on the first day of his presidency, he plans to impose a 25% tariff on products coming into the U.S. from both Mexico and Canada. In a separate social media post, he said that there would be an additional 10% tariff on all products that come into the U.S. from China. He did not specify that the China tariff would come on the first day in office.
Canada, Mexico, and China are the U.S.'s top three trading partners. Macy's is investigating a big accounting problem. More from CBS's Jim Krasula.
Macy's is delaying the release of its fiscal third quarter earnings results after discovering an accounting-related issue involving more than $150 million. It dealt with small package delivery expenses between late 2021 and the beginning of this month. The company says the money was intentionally hidden by an employee. The retailer did say its third quarter sales fell more than 2%.
Macy says the employee behind that ballooning discrepancy no longer works for the company. Meantime, security is being beefed up for the balloons and crowds at this week's Macy's Thanksgiving Day parade in New York City. CBS News national security contributor Samantha Vinograd says authorities fear the parade could be a terror target.
We have the NYPD in coordination with partners all throughout the city and all throughout the country to make sure they're aware of potential threats, whether it be physical threats coming from the air like drones, physical security threats on the ground like vehicle ramming, or individuals who seek to cause harm to the parade itself and its spectators who are witnessing it.
The forecast calls for rain for Thursday's Thanksgiving parade. Ukraine says Russia launched a record 188 drones overnight, damaging buildings and critical infrastructure in several regions. Ukraine's military says it shot down 76 of the drones. Five of the drones headed toward Belarus. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Wisconsin goes up in the rankings. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the Badgers, have two home games coming up this Saturday at noon against Chicago State. And then next week, Tuesday night, they take on Michigan. The Badgers now rank 15th in the nation after winning the Greenbrier tournament in Orlando over the weekend. The Marquette Golden Eagles learn that they're now number 10th ranked in the nation. They'll host Stonehill tomorrow night in Milwaukee, the tip-off time 8 o'clock. NBA, the Bucks in Miami tonight against the Heat. The Bucks have won four in a row. NFL, Packers holding practice for their game on Thanksgiving this Thursday night against the Miami Dolphins. Kickoff at 7:20, TV coverage on NBC. And then Friday at 11 a.m., more football. It's the Badgers against the Minnesota Gophers at Camp Randall Stadium.
Rivalry games, you throw records out the window. You throw sometimes even the home field advantage out the window. It comes down to who wants it more. And anybody that can't get up for that doesn't belong in either one of these places.
That's Badgers head football coach Luke Fickell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Well, Glickin' Weekend's box office haul turned out to be no match for that of Barbenheimer's, but it was still impressive and helped the holiday box office get off to a great start. As expected, Wicked landed in the top spot with a take of $114 million, more than doubling Gladiator 2's haul of $56 million at the gate. Gladiator 2, directed by Ridley Scott and starring Paul Mescal, Connie Nielsen, Denzel Washington, and Pedro Pascal, was never expected to be the top dog, as it was always Oppenheimer to Wicked's Barbie. Wicked slightly exceeded expectations expectations with its box office haul, whereas Gladiator 2 came in just under its expectations. This is becoming a trend in Hollywood where two films coming out at the same time were not necessarily competing against each other, but help each other create a social media phenomenon. Landing in third place in week two of its release was Red One with $13 million. Rounding out the top five were Bonhoeffer, Pastor Spy Assassin, and the resilient Venom, The Last Dance, which came in fifth place with $4 million. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A few clouds around in the overnight. West to northwest winds just a bit on the gusty side as temperatures tumble into the upper teens. On your Tuesday, we'll see sunny to mostly sunny skies as some high clouds work in. Lighter winds, highs in the upper 20s to lower 30s. Currently 17 degrees.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we will be talking about tariffs and the languishing farm bill with Hans Breitenmoser, and we'll wrap it all up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. I hope you'll join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Matinair on air.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning and welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, Jessica Plotkin-Sell in Fort Calvin, who's got a well-deserved week off. We are coming to you live from our studio at Radio Park here in Racine. You can always join us. You can call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching in the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that Jabba the Musk continues to actively ruin. And actually, there's new breaking news about how he continues to ruin the thing that used to be Twitter. Now he essentially crushes posts that include links to news articles.
What?
Mr. Free Speech. Mr. King of Free Speech.
Yeah. Who is still on Twitter anymore?
I do still use it. I do. But I'm
what's
more,
it gonna take, Jane?
Well, I'm on Blue Sky. Mm-hmm. I joined Blue Sky. Well, come join us in the happier place.
The
good place. Come join us on Blue Sky. I still find Twitter useful for breaking news.
Mm-hmm. But now there's no news.
Well, there's that. Good
Fair
point, Jess.
Point.
That's a really good point, Jess. In case you are wondering, that fourth voice you are hearing is none other than our friend, Dr. Kristen Lyerly, Chief Officer of Morale. Good to have you here with us, Kristen. Thank you so much for joining us. I know you did a little double duty earlier this morning for Mr. Kreitlow.
It's like deja vu all over again, chilling with you folks. But I love it. It's always fun.
Absolutely. It's good to see you. Good to have you back. A number of things I wanted to have you on to talk about. You are a doctor. You are a medical doctor. You went to medical doctor school and did all the medical doctor training. I am curious what your opinions are on the president-elect's picks to run America's health systems, Dr. Oz and Robert Kennedy Jr.
I have serious concerns.
I bet.
I do. You know, I did my medical training here in Wisconsin at the University of Wisconsin School of Medicine and Public Health. This was the first American medical school to add public health to the name of the school, really emphasizing how important public health is to our communities and our individual health. This is what people like RFK and Dr. Oz in these positions of leadership will dismantle. And we've seen this already. If you have followed any of the things that they have done in the past, I mean, Dr. Oz has been decredentialed by organizations that he's been involved with for spreading false information and conspiracy theories, including ivermectin as a cure for COVID. We've seen RFK essentially involved with a measles epidemic in American Samoa,
yes,
where young children died because he got involved in the anti-vax movement there. And it's not just vaccines. And believe me, I am someone who supports vaccines and recognizes that vaccines are a public health, an important public health initiative, but they're not for everybody. You need to make informed decisions. But if you are the public health officer, if you are the person who is in charge of all Americans' health, which is what he would be, you can't be thinking of this the way you approach your individual health. It is an entirely different thing. And he is just not the person who has the scientific background or, frankly, the mind to be able to think in this different paradigm.
Well, he's not a doctor, and he's a lawyer. He was an environmental lawyer. Good on you. I'm not a lawyer. I'm sure I couldn't pass the bar. I couldn't do what you do. But that doesn't make you a health expert.
Mm-mm. No, and there are things that he says and does that I think are really important. The environmental piece. Yes, we need a clean, healthy environment. We need to breathe clean air. We need to drink clean water. And when we can't, it impacts our health and our livelihoods. And the same goes for food. I mean, the food that we eat, when it is ultra processed and unhealthy, it leads to worse health outcomes. And just recently, the CDC has released new information that shows that 3/4 of Americans are either overweight or obese. 3/4 of Americans. We are doing something very wrong in this country. We need to fix that. And if he can be part of that, then I'm on board. But you can't approach public health and just general health the way that he has approached this topic in the past. And that's what scares me the most. When you look at his history, it just doesn't work in the way that Americans need this system to work.
I think one of the, you know, I completely agree with you. His, you know, we read his policies, especially on conservation and environmentalism, and those are important. I think, though, if you believe that we need to preserve our great lands and we need to be healthy eaters and there needs to be more accountability in what we put in our food, the Trump administration is not the wagon to hook your star on, or you're not the star to hook your wagon on. Sorry, I got my mixed up there. Because if you try to bring environmentalism, preserving land, he's got people on there who want to strip mine beautiful areas that are
of our national, of our public parks
that will no longer be protected. And also telling businesses what they can and can't put in their food. That's just also going to be blocked by Republicans, period. In a Trump White House, there's no way you can bring any one of those, either one of those things to fruition.
Well, and it's interesting because certainly the Donald Trump has talked about, you know, they want to roll back all kinds of regulations. Well, they're going to be rolling back regulations that protect our water and protect our air, among many other things. You know, the FDA is far from perfect, but if we completely get rid of that, then what oversight do we have over our food?
You're exactly right. And ask somebody in Marinette or Peshtigo or Kewaunee how important clean water is, because they don't have it. And these are places where government regulation is necessary in order to protect things that are fundamental to our health. And it doesn't jibe with exactly what you just said, Jane and Greg. It doesn't jibe with the Trump administration. And I don't know how that fits together with what RFK is doing, but it doesn't seem to make sense to me.
When it comes to, you know, something I think about a lot when it comes to the lack of clean drinking water in Wisconsin is just the messaging itself. And this is sort of a statewide issue. You know, when we heard about Flint, we heard about Flint, Michigan. The world heard about Flint, Michigan. And I bet you, if you asked, you know, if you did a survey, you asked 10 Wisconsinites, you know, do we have clean drinking water throughout the state? I bet you most of them would say yes, unless they are directly affected or I feel like clean drinking water in Wisconsin is not in the news enough, or some would say ever. So educating people on that fact alone, but I just don't see that being high priority for an RFK/Trump administration at all, period. They're not going to care about Wisconsin and getting clean drinking water, especially since our Madison politicians don't seem to care either. So.
Dr. Kristen Lierley is our guest. You can always join us if you have a question or a comment at 855-752-4842. We're talking about the president-elect's selection of Robert Kennedy Jr. and Dr. Oz to kind of oversee our health systems. I guess my gripe with Dr. Oz is he spent how much of his career touting weight loss things and all of the, you know, supplements and all that stuff. If these things worked, everyone would use them. If those things worked, we wouldn't have 3/4 of Americans considered overweight or obese. Right, Dr. Lyerly? Mm-hmm.
Well, it's when you compromise your integrity as a scientist and as a physician that you lose your credibility. And Dr. Oz did that a long time ago. I think initially he was respected and he was someone who people turned to for good health information. But that changed at some point. And he lost his credibility as a physician. Yet some people still get their medical advice from somebody like Dr. Oz. It's sad. But I get it. I mean, there's a difference between science does not bend to populism. Science is science. The facts are the facts, regardless of how you feel about them or how you want them to fit into your life. It's when you start to bend things to fit your narrative that it becomes tainted and it's no longer right and it doesn't actually work. So the people who we need to be heading up these medical organizations need to be people who believe in science and who are willing to follow the science, regardless of whether it favors them or not.
Exactly.
They have to have the integrity and the courage to do that.
I think, you know, science doesn't bend towards populism, but your pocketbook does. And that's why they endo- and he's not the only one. There's a lot of doctor shows on TV and they all talk about, well, this revolutionary vitamin or this fruit. It's like, no, if fruit made you thin, I'd be eating fruit a long time ago. But that's just it. It's like you introduce money into it and sponsorship and ad dollars. You get a cut of that? Yeah.
Well, and Dr. Lyerly, we've talked about this a lot over the years. Who is funding these studies? Mm-hmm. If the berry people are the ones funding the berry study, you may want to look twice at that study.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so important. And, you know, like just as an aside, it's always a good idea to eat, you know, fruits and vegetables,
yes,
especially when they're locally grown and grown without pesticides,
right,
and in an environmentally healthy, responsible way. But yeah, you're right. The commercials that make me the craziest are the ones, and I cannot remember the name of the exact ones, but they're like, these are your fruits and these are your vegetables, and all you have to do is eat these supplements. They're on like all the news channels.
Oh, yeah.
And it is and they're like $80 a bottle.
Yes.
No, just eat a carrot. Eat a carrot. Grab some berries. Get an apple. One apple a day will keep the doctor away. That's the saying, friends.
And she's a doctor. Dr. Lyerly's a doctor.
Try to keep me away.
There was that vitamin corporation that said, like, now sponsored, now authorized, or like, you know, we were cleared by this group. The group that cleared them or like authorized, certified their product was owned by the corporation.
Ugh.
So let's just be honest. Like, my brother-in-law is a doctor, and I've talked to him about vitamins. He says there are some vitamins that do really well. But when you get into like the weird ones or like these multivitamins, you're not doing yourself, you're not cutting, there's no cutting corners to health. You have to put the work in. You have to make the commitment and stay vigilant.
Tom from West Dallas, I see you on the line. We are right up against the break. We will take you first. When we come back, we are talking to Dr. Kristen Lyerly. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you across the vast statewide, countrywide, potentially global Civic Media Radio Network.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Harvey Kay, a professor emeritus of democracy at the University of Wisconsin, Green Bay. Harvey, I know you're the big FDR expert.
1934, he decided that the inequality and the wealth accumulated at the top was a threat not only to the American economy, but also to the American democratic spirit, American democratic life.
Sounds like history's repeating itself.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Trigvi Olson, senior advisor at the Lincoln Project. We as individuals need to be far better in terms of getting the tools we need to have the conversations. You're never going to shame someone out of their political beliefs.
Yes.
You're never going to get them with talking points.
You nailed it. And I think that that's what some of our friends on the left don't get. And I think it's destructive and it's not beneficial.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
The first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, Eau Claire, the Valley's home of Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning and welcome back to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, Jess P.S. on the board in for Calvin, who's taking a well-deserved week off. We are coming to you live from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us. You can call. You can text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Just a reminder, about a half an hour from now, we will wrap up the show with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Today it is the Missing Shoes edition. If you ever have a thing which should not be, send it into Greg and me at janesays, J-A-N-E-S-A-Y-S, janesays at civicmedia.us. She is our friend, colleague, and chief officer of morale. Dr. Kristen Lyerly is here, and we were talking about RFK Jr. and Dr. Oz being picked to take part in the next Trump administration. And they're going to be covering health. Tom from West Dallas has been very, very patient on the line. Good morning, Tom. What did you want to say about this?
Good morning, everybody. I just wanted to point out, I heard on another station about RFK and him talking about Fruit Loops and all the ingredients here, but in Canada there's, you know, two-thirds less ingredients. Why is that? And how people, you know, really need to start eating healthy and all this. And then I heard all the Republicans talking about what a great idea this is. This man is everything. Wasn't Michelle Obama doing the exact same thing along with Jamie Oliver and other chefs trying to get kids to eat better? And then they were the boogeymen of the Republican Party. And how dare they tell them how to raise our kids and all that? I'm just pointing that out.
Now, thank you so much, Tom. You were so right. Michelle Obama was excoriated.
They had to end that program.
Because it was so unpopular.
Yeah.
I want to say Sarah Palin came out and she's like, cookies with every free, you know, cookies with every lunch. No one's taking your cookies away.
No one's taking
just
your
relax.
Burgers
or your... But yes, Tom, it is pretty amazing that, all of a sudden now, a food czar is perfectly fine as long as it's not a Democrat, apparently.
Well, I mean, Dr. Lyerly, I think you'll agree with me on this one here. Yes, other countries have the same products as we do, and they're made differently because they have food standards that are law that say you can't add literal chemicals into our food for our people. Great. Let's do that here. I'd love to see that die in committee in the House, because every food lobbyist would say, you're not changing the way we make our food, and we pay you to be in office. So good dream ain't happening.
What? It's not just food. It's also cosmetics and other personal care things. There's plenty of stuff where politics wins over. A great example is corn syrup. You know why we put corn syrup in everything instead of sugar?
Because we grow a lot of corn.
Because we grow a lot of corn, yep. And we used to get our sugar from Cuba back in the day. So when all of that stuff happened back in the 50s, that was when we stopped using so much sugar and really started developing our corn syrup industry. So tell me that's not political.
Yeah.
And corn syrup, we know, is just, it's not good for us. Our bodies don't know what to do with it.
Jess, you had something to say?
Just agreeing.
Okay. Shaking your head.
Painfully agreeing.
Too many things that are in our food that shouldn't be, because they're cheap and because they take up space and because the people who are making a lot of money on it are paying to make sure that there is not a regulation that comes down that says, hey, you can't put that in your food anymore.
And Jeff on the live stream says the U.S. requires more things to be listed. That may be true. Okay. But that doesn't mean, that still means we're putting a lot more things in our food. And it should start with our government saying, hey, we should protect our children and our people and say, don't put chemicals that may be found in, I don't know, yoga mats in your food. There you go. Let's start there. Can we at least agree that yoga mat chemicals shouldn't be in our foods? I don't know.
I would think that would be something on which we could all agree, but you never know.
Nope.
Well, this all goes back to like the farm bill. You know, when you look at the farm bill, which is up to be signed again and is actually a year overdue, this is a giant bill that has everything to do with our food, but also with our environment, because, you know, food doesn't come from nowhere. It has to be produced, hopefully, in an environmentally responsible way. And so if we can sign a farm bill that encourages things like local food production that doesn't have to get carted across the country. You don't need to get eggs from California. I can get eggs from the farm down the street.
Right.
That would be cheaper and smarter. So there are ways to do this better, but we're not quite getting there. Lots of opportunities for improvement if we focus less on giant corporations and more on some of the beautiful resources right in our backyard.
And unfortunately, that's the biggest problem, is these 4 to 5 corporations that essentially control all of our food, you know, from meat processing plants to chicken to grains and all of that stuff. That's all in the hands of 4 or 5 companies now.
Yeah. And if and thank you for saying what you're saying about the farming, Dr. Lyerly, because tomorrow at 11:06, we will have Hans Breitenmoser, who is a
dairy farmer
from Dodge County,
yep,
here on the show. And we will be talking about Trump tariffs, but we'll also be talking about that farm bill that we've talked to a lot of farmers. They need to get it done. And
there's
so much in it. And if it doesn't go through, it's going to be bad for all of us. And this is not coming from a yellow-bellied liberal. A lot of farmers agree that this needs to be done, and it should have been done last year.
Mm-hmm. It comes up every 5 years. I mean, this is not something that comes up every single year. So this was something they couldn't get done last year. They kicked the can down the road. Here
again.
We are again,
yep,
in this lame duck session, which you knew was going to be contentious. Like, come on. Come on, leaders. Lead.
On. Hey, Derek Van Orten, you sit on the ag committee.
Take the lead on this, dude.
You love flannel and farms. Come on, man. Do something for the farmers you say you stand up for.
The gauntlet has been thrown.
Yes.
And, you know, farmers are not making out like bandits here. They're not making tons and tons of money. Like, regular farmers are barely getting by, and that is kind of how farming always is. And we owe them so much.
Absolutely. Dr. Kristen Lyerly, Chief Officer of Morale here at Civic Media. It was lovely to see you. Have a wonderful, wonderful Thanksgiving. We will see you very soon.
Thanks for letting me hang out with you guys.
It was great. News is coming up next. And then when we return, what have you been watching so you can escape? That's all on the way. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Let's get animal, animal, animal. Let's get into animal. Let me be fine.
93.5 The Tap.
CBS News Brief. January. That's when a judge will decide whether to resentence Eric and Lyle Menendez for the murders of their parents in Beverly Hills 35 years ago. Defense attorney Mark Garagos.
We're hoping that by the end of that, or sometime sooner, that we will in fact get the brothers released.
President-elect Donald Trump plans to impose 25% tariffs on all goods from Mexico and Canada on his first day in office. Veronique DeRougie is a senior research fellow at George Mason University.
We have lots of studies that have shown that the main impact of the first Trump administration's tariffs were not paid by foreigners. They were actually shouldered by American consumers.
CBS's Samantha Vinograd says security has been ramped up for holiday travelers.
Federal, state, local, tribal, and territorial officials throughout the country ensuring that traffic moves as quickly as possible to diminish any threats on the roads.
CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Wallace.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Wisconsin goes up in the rankings. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the Badgers, have two home games coming up this Saturday at noon against Chicago State. And then next week, Tuesday night, they take on Michigan. The Badgers now rank 15th in the nation after winning the Greenbrier Tournament in Orlando over the weekend. The Marquette Golden Eagles learn that they're now number 10th ranked in the nation. They'll host Stonehill tomorrow night in Milwaukee, the tip-off time 8 o'clock. NBA, the Bucks in Miami tonight against the Heat. The Bucks have won four in a row. NFL, Packers holding practice for their game on Thanksgiving this Thursday night against the Miami Dolphins. Kickoff at 7:20, TV coverage on NBC. And then Friday at 11 a.m., more football. It's the Badgers against the Minnesota Gophers at Camp Randall Stadium.
Rivalry games, you throw records out the window. You throw sometimes even the home field advantage out the window. It comes down to who wants it more. And anybody that can't get up for that doesn't belong in either one of these places.
That's Badgers head football coach Luke Fickell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. It's been a long road for the live-action version of Snow White, but there is now a release date in sight. The Disney flick has been in development since 2016 and was supposed to be released in 2024. Greta Gerwig wrote the script for the film, which stars Rachel Zegler and Gal Gadot. Snow White will hit theaters March 21st of 2025. Hollywood is full of crazy stories, and actor Josh Brolin has a doozy he shared in his new memoir, From Under the Truck. Brolin tells the story of when he met acting legend Marlon Brando. Brolin attended a dinner at his stepmother Barbara Streisand's house, along with John Travolta and Kelly Preston. Brolin recalled that Brando showed up with a bleeding leg because he stopped to pull someone from a mudslide on the way to the party. Travolta, a well-known Scientologist, noticed and told Brando he had just gotten to the next level as a Scientologist and said he could heal him. Brolin recalled watching Danny Zuko heal the Godfather, one of the most surreal of his life. It was surreal just reading that. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A few clouds around in the overnight. West to northwest winds just a bit on the gusty side as temperatures tumble into the upper teens. On your Tuesday, we'll see sunny to mostly sunny skies as some high clouds work in. Lighter winds, highs in the upper 20s to lower 30s. Currently 17 degrees.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
His name's Jeff Mandel, general counsel for Law Forward.
Mr. Gableman broke more ethics laws and rules than he followed. The attorney's oath here in Wisconsin is fairly long. Mr. Gableman had, in the course of the sham investigation into the 2020 election, violated every single sentence in that oath.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Albaugh Show.
Zomers, are you a Netflix and chill guy?
Do you know what Netflix and chill means?
I thought it just meant watch something on Netflix together.
You say that's what you're going to do, but you're really having them over there for sex.
This is why nobody wants to come to my place anymore. I say, hey, you want to come over and have Netflix and chill? People keep saying, well, no, I don't think so. I'll take it back. And I just thought they were being rude.
I do have Netflix, though.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome from the Trans-Siberian Orchestra, Al Petrelli, Milwaukee film critic Matt Miller joins the show, and filmmaker Emmett Lavorty. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Hurt yourself. Good morning and welcome back to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, Jess P.S. on the board in for Calvin, who's taking the week off. You can always join us. You can call, you can text. The number is the same at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching in the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Air drumming got a little out of control there, Greg Bach.
You listen, when you're listening to a band called Caligula's Horse, you cannot stop
the air drumming. You can't help it.
And I did hit my hand on this mic stand. And you know what happened? Nothing, because the rock protected me.
Oh, there we go. Thank you, Jack Black from School of Rock. I did want to share this one message we got right at the beginning of the show, and I hope she is still watching in the live stream, from Robin Allen. She says, happy early Thanksgiving. Greetings to two of my favorites. Love you both. Keep it going. You too, Calvin. I could text a comment every day, but that would look like borderline stalking. Robin, you are too sweet. You can text a comment every day as many times as you want.
Other people do,
and they're not always as nice as people like you. So feel free to text or leave a comment on the live stream as often as you like. 855-752-4842. What have you been watching lately to escape?
Mm-hmm.
I think we're all looking for, I don't know, I look for funny things.
Same.
Some people escape into horror movies. If that's your thing, you know, a Marvel universe or whatever your thing is. What have you been watching lately to escape? 855-752-4842. Tom is on the line from LA. Good morning, Tom. What have you seen recently as a good escape?
This weekend, Jane, I watched, it's called Fellow Travelers, and it was on Paramount Plus, and it's with Matt Bomer and Jonathan Bailey from Jonathan Bailey from Wicked, and Matt Bomer, of course, from Suits. And of course, they're two openly gay actors, but they talked about the what happened during McCarthy and the 10,000 people that were let go from the government because of being gay or lesbian or trans. And it's a pretty great show. I mean, I really Milk is the other one that I would say is up there. But the thing is, this actually was, I think, better than Milk because they actually did it in 8 episodes.
Yeah.
So it kind of goes over 4 different decades.
Interesting.
And, I'd strongly recommend that for people.
Appreciate that, Tom. Thank you so very much.
Another great movie that has Matthew Bomer from Suits, I think you just said. The Normal Heart, which is a movie adaptation of the play, and he plays an amazing character. It's about the beginnings of the AIDS epidemic in America.
I've heard of it. I've never seen it.
It's a beautiful watch. It is heavy, but it does have hope in it and joy. But yeah, those are great. Those are all wonderful.
Carol from Waukesha, listening on WAUK, texting in. To escape the political ads, we signed up for HBO Max no commercials in October. I have been binge watching Ina Garten cooking shows. Still haven't watched the news since the election. I occasionally check Blue Sky, and I have news alerts on my phone. Carol, I think a lot of people are taking a break. I think a lot of people are burned out.
I took a break from the comedy shows, like the late night shows. I haven't watched John Oliver since like a week before the election, since their big thing was election subversion. I'm like, I just don't want to know about that. And
go down that path.
I'm still watching the news. I'm still listening to the news. Not watching comedy, especially news comedy, is fine by me right now. But yeah, it's a thing. Tough.
It's a thing. People are tired.
Yes, they're tired. They need a break. They need to escape. And I think it's important to just envelop yourself for a certain amount of time. We said before, you need to take the amount of time you need to, but also recognize when you're not getting up off the couch or getting up out of bed or doing the things you need to do.
You have to stay engaged. You have to stay. You're still part of life.
You are still part of life.
You're still part of life.
Jane, you had a wonderful TV show that I think I know everything about right now because I watched it as well.
Well, and the reason I asked this came up as a question on Blue Sky over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And I am on Blue Sky. It's my regular name. It's just Jane Matinier.
Yeah.
I'm kind of a boring follow, to tell you the truth, because I don't post all that often. But I'm a prolific lurker.
Yeah.
But someone asked, what have you been watching lately to get away from things?
Yeah.
And over the weekend, I stumbled on Netflix. It's called Man on the Inside.
Yep.
With Ted Danson.
The creator of Brooklyn Nine-Nine, yes, and The Good Place, Mr. Michael Schur, who, yes, is, and he was a producer and writer on The Office. This show is fantastic, Jane.
It is. It's so good. And mm-hmm. I'm 64. Mm-hmm. If you're my age, it's very senior centric.
Yes. Yes.
And it's hilarious. I mean, there's some very poignant, sad, because obviously the premise of the show, and actually Michael Schur got the idea after he watched a documentary that was kind of similar. So the premise, yeah, of the show is this woman is a private eye,
yeah,
and a client comes to her and says, someone stole my mother's necklace. She's in this assisted living facility. I want to find out who it was.
Yeah.
And they're like, well, I can't, you know, she's 30 years old. She's 30. She's like, well, I can't do that.
They won't let me in.
So they find Ted Danson, a retired professor who's 76, mm-hmm, to go undercover.
Yeah.
In the assisted living facility.
Yep.
And it's so good.
It's beautiful.
It's so good.
Yeah.
Sally Struthers. Sally Struthers is in it. She's fantastic. She plays this. She's like a flirty Betty White character.
Yeah. She's Randy.
She is. She's spicy.
She's very, very spicy.
She's a little spicy.
It's got Stephanie Beatrice. If you watched Brooklyn Nine-Nine, she played Rosa. Totally different character than Rosa.
Oh, and she's so good.
Mary Elizabeth Ellis, who plays his daughter, is wonderful. I mean, Michael Schur, in my opinion, if you don't know him, I mean, if you've watched The Good Place, Brooklyn Nine-Nine, and he was part of Parks and Recs as well.
Yes.
And The Office, he's really taken that style of really joke-heavy comedy and turned it into something really relatable and beautiful. And I feel like there were a lot of moments on this show where they could have thrown in a quick laugh, and they didn't, because it didn't need to happen.
Right.
You just allowed the narrative to happen and don't make a joke every single time. That's okay. It doesn't mean it's not a comedy anymore. It,
right,
just means we're going to have a moment of reflection.
Exactly. 855-752-4842. 855-75-CIVIC. What have you been watching recently to relax,
yeah,
to escape, to get away? I would recommend Man on the Inside, mm-hmm, if you have Netflix. And there's a great interview with Michael Schur in the LA Times talking about this, too. And he said he's of a certain age where his parents are now Ted Danson's age. They're,
yes,
in their 70s.
Yes.
And he said, a lot of my contemporaries are dealing with trying to connect with our elderly parents and trying to continue our relationship and make our relationship better. And that's all part of this story, too, which I think, again, it's just so touching and it's so real.
I think for me watching that show, you know, my mom just last week turned 80 years old and she's still very vibrant, very energetic. She travels, does all the things, and she's also taking care of her care insurance. Like, she has insurance to make sure she has a place to stay if she needs to be in the care
to
of others.
To go into a facility.
And so, but watching that show made me realize, like, oh, there's, you know, you love your parents and you're busy. Yes. But there's really no excuse for not talking to them on a fairly regular basis. I mean, if you have a good relationship with them, I'm not going to get into the bad relationships or anything like that. But if you know you love your mom and dad, just give them a call right now. Give them a text. Just tell them you love them. See what's going on. See if they need anything. It's really important when they hit those 60s and 70s and 80s, the loneliness that can come in.
Absolutely, which is it's so unhealthy.
They talk about that on the show, yep, as well. And I think about that all the time because that's what happened to my grandmother. At 80, she just siloed herself off for 10 years alone. The only people in her life, her immediate family. And she didn't trust us either because, aww, dementia was slowly creeping in. So Just take a moment.
Yeah, that interaction is so important. Yeah. It really is critically important. Jack from Merrimack is on the line. Good morning, Jack. Thanks for joining us. What have you been watching as an escape lately?
Well, I don't do any of the Netflix or anything like that. So but what I've done over the last probably 6-7 years since all the Blockbusters and a lot of other video stores have closed is I've built up a collection of DVDs, and so I've been watching those. Since the election, I went through the entire Harry Potter series.
Oh, wow.
I went through the Lord of the Rings, went through the Avatar, the two that have come out. I've got both of the Dunes that have come out. And last night I watched Inception, which is an incredibly interesting movie.
What a light and refreshing watch. Jack.
Hey, it's an escape.
Yeah,
you know?
Jack, you watched The West Wing in its entirety or at all?
No, I don't have a collection of those yet.
Okay.
But I'm looking at trying to pick up some of the TV series that, you know, that have really had good reviews, and a lot of people seem to like them.
That show will make you feel good about America and where our leaders could be if they were just a little more idealistic.
Yes.
But yeah, that's. I was just going to say, Jess, what have you been watching?
The West Wing. Yeah, instead of getting away from all of the politics, I decided to just jump in with both feet. But The West Wing just puts it in such a humanistic, wholesome way. And it's just like, we could have that.
Even the Republicans.
We could.
Even the Republicans are high-minded. They're living their highest ideals.
Yes.
Which we don't agree with, maybe. But they're not here making nefarious deals. They're not trying to rework. They're not trying to shred the Constitution.
Yeah.
Their interpretation is just different. But yeah, The West Wing's amazing.
High praise for The West Wing.
Oh, yeah.
Jack, one question about the Harry Potter movies, because I've seen them all and I have all the books, and I was a huge Harry Potter fan. Have you noticed how bad the kids were when they first started out as actors? They were terrible.
Wow.
Well, they were kid actors, you know, and they were learning the trade.
I'm not trying to dump on it. You can really tell over the course. And granted, they grew up.
Listen to you.
They grew
they
up
were
on
little
this.
Babies.
Those 10-year-olds suck. Not a Laurence Olivier amongst them. How dare you, Daniel Radcliffe, be 10 years old and unsure of your chosen profession.
I'm a little harsh. I apologize.
I love this. I love this idea. Didn't they just suck out loud?
They were terrible.
They were 10.
Thank you, Jack. Very much.
Is there anything out there, like right now, we're watching a lot of like just network stuff, like the new Matlock thing. And by the way, it's not a reboot. They strategically use the name, but it's not like the original TV show, which I think is great. But Kathy Bates can do no wrong in my eyes.
I would agree.
It's very, very fun. And there's a subtext underpinning story in there that you got to watch every week and pay attention to, because she's got a goal. It's not just about this doddering old lady who's trying to be a lawyer again. That's really, really fun.
That's good advice.
Is there anything that, like, new you've been watching?
I find comfort in rewatching old things.
That's great.
Like Jack does. So what else did I watch over the weekend? Probably 3 times. Truly, Madly, Deeply.
Oh, wow.
An obscure English film with Juliet Stevenson and Alan Rickman early on in their careers.
Yeah.
One of my favorite movies of all time.
Didn't you notice that back then in their 20s when they made it, they sucked as actors? They were the worst.
And by the way, when I started out on the radio, I was terrible. I was absolutely terrible. All right. When we return, we'll wrap it up as we do with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Today it is the Missing Shoe Edition. Stay close. You're listening to Matt Nair on air on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap Eau Claire, Chippewa Valley's home for the Todd Allball Show.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Harvey Kay, Professor Emeritus of Democracy at the University of Wisconsin, Green Bay. Harvey, I know you're the big FDR expert.
1934, he decided that the inequality and the wealth accumulated at the top was a threat not only to the American economy, but also to the American democratic spirit, American democratic life.
Sounds like history's repeating itself.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
James Rundy.
I decided to throw off all my wild and crazy short film ways and make a straight up documentary about my uncle. He was one of the small time dairy farmers across the state that were kind of the backbone and why we got our state's name, America's Dairyland.
It was called The Last Milk. Have you ever milked a cow?
Oh, yeah.
I'm curious, but I'm scared to do it because I'm worried I might like it.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jay Matt Nair, Greg Buck, Jess P.S. on the board, in for Calvin. We are coming to you live from our studio at Radio Park here in Racine. You can always join us. You can call, you can text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Before we went to break, we were just talking about what you've been watching to escape lately. And we had some good stuff coming on the text line we wanted to share with you quick.
Yeah, Steve from Milwaukee said The Diplomat is really good. That is really good.
I've with Kerry Russell?
Kerry Russell. And now this season, Allison Janney is on there as well. It's really good, good cast. Very political intrigue is really great. Also, we got from Matt in Germantown, Resident Alien, which I also confirm is a great sci-fi comedy. And Abbott Elementary, which is just good by proof. It's won like all the Emmys.
So many Emmys. Yes. Yeah.
So, and someone, Sue from Franklin said Scandal. Too much drama for me. Thank you very much. Just too much drama.
Well, you get really caught up in it though. Yeah. That was a great show.
And then LA Tom said, did anyone see Wicked? Great Escape. I imagine that scene.
I bet it is.
Oh, yeah.
I'm so excited to see it.
When are you going to go see it, Jess?
That's a great question.
Are you going to sing during the show while people are watching and pay their money?
No. Okay. I'll save that for my car.
Awesome.
I have good. Some courtesy.
Thank you.
Good. Yeah, that's a controversial thing that is apparently happening. Don't sing along at Wicked.
Unless, I mean, if they have a screening that markets itself as like a sing-along.
And yes. I wish they would.
Yes.
Yeah, do that.
Yeah. That would make so much more money for them.
Yeah.
And they had a pretty good opening weekend.
Holy cow, yeah.
As it was. All right, it's 11:53. That means it is time for...
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
If you ever have a thing that should not be, send it into Greg and me at janesays@civicmedia.us, J-A-N-E-S-A-Y-S. Jane says at civicmedia.us, today's thing is the missing shoe edition from the Washington Post. The headline read, pause up. Police find shoe thief at kindergarten is actually a weasel. Children's shoes were by Naomi Shannon on the Washington Post. Children's shoes were disappearing in droves from a kindergarten in Japan. and it worried parents and teachers so much they called in the police. At the scene of the crime, shoes were scattered around the school grounds. Some of the shoes were in a pile right by the entrance. Others were stuck in some of the fences. Looked like the work of a very clumsy thief. Didn't have much of a plan. 15 shoes in total went missing from the premises of this kindergarten in Japan. The following morning, 6 more shoes were missing. We thought we were dealing with someone disturbed, someone perhaps with an obsession with children's shoes.
Weirdo.
Wasn't that. Police installed 3 cameras. Took 4 days before another shoe went missing. They went through the video footage, and they caught their culprit, Red Pod.
Oh. Boom. Good one.
A sneaky weasel could be seen cautiously approaching cumming holes, storing the children's shoes around 8 o'clock at night. Before dashing off with a single shoe in its mouth. It's not clear if the weasel was working alone or if others were involved in earlier incidents. It's actually in the article.
What we have here is a network of stealing weasels. It's Ocean's 11 weasel style.
We were very relieved to find out it was just a weasel. If it had been someone sketchy, we kept thinking, would they escalate it further? None of us were expecting this to turn into such a big media story. The kids love the weasel. They think it's so cute when they show them the video. Of course, in Japan, it is customary that you remove your shoes.
Yes, of course.
When you come in, and then you change into different shoes, apparently. But the weasel apparently is still visiting. They've put nets now over the cubby holes, so the weasel can't get at the shoes. It has not stolen anything since the netting has been implemented. If it keeps trying, they will leave scents to deter weasels around the shoe storage area. In order to keep it away, I did not know this. Weasels are notorious for stealing and stashing. People who keep pets as weasels find they sometimes stash away their owner's socks and slippers.
Yeah, that's why you weasel something away.
So weasley.
Weasley.
That's also what happens when you have a dog sometimes, but that's another story. I love how this story ends. I think like if this was been America, it would have been like, we laid down traps to try to get it. Instead, it's like, we're just trying to make sure it doesn't get at the kids or the... We're fine.
Yeah.
The weasel's fine.
My favorite line in the entire story is it's not clear if the weasel was working alone. All right. That wraps up today's edition of
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
Coming up tomorrow, Hans Breitenmoser is going to be here. Very, very looking forward to talking to him. He's on Pat Kreitler's show frequently, at least once a week. And he's got great insight about, he is a farmer. Mm-hmm. And he's got great insight about the farm bill, the languishing, continuing to languish farm bill, and also the potential tariffs that the president-elect has talked about. So we'll be talking to Hans tomorrow, as well as many other things.
Yeah, we'll have many things.
Yet to be determined.
Yeah.
We do have special programming for you on Thanksgiving Day.
Yes, we do.
We have a specially curated show for you, and then you and I are going to be taking off.
Yes.
On Friday, this coming Friday, and the following Monday.
My goodness.
So Matt Rothschild has been gracious enough to step in, and he will be covering for us. Jess is going to be with us for the rest of the week, and I hope you will, too. Stay tuned. News is coming up next. Thank you, Greg and Jess and all of our engineers. Without you, nothing works. And thank you most of all for calling and for texting and for listening. It absolutely means the world. I hope you find some joy today, even just a little bit, and you have the chance to share it. Keep it right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll see you tomorrow.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Up North News Radio.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. Our old friend Luke Mathers stops by for Tuesday Tangents with Luke, and we'll find out what's grinding his gears. Join us then.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
His name's Jeff Mandel, general counsel for Law Forward.
Mr. Gableman broke more ethics laws and rules than he followed. The attorney's oath here in Wisconsin is fairly long. Mr. Gableman had, in the course of the sham investigation into the 2020 election, violated every single sentence in that oath.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap,
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228 EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.